As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
And today, our special guest is the principal at Summit Elementary School. It's my great friend, Missy Douglas. Missy, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm just sitting here listening to your show. It's amazing.
Well, I know you don't have my son in your hair today because he is at Sobre Mesa Farm on a field trip. So that has to be exciting that everybody's getting back to the field trips and funds and everything else. How happy are you to have COVID in the rearview mirror?
I am thrilled. We've been able to have people come into our building. We've had field trips. We've done all kinds of things that we have missed so badly, and it's just lovely.
Right, and breaking up kind of, I don't want to say the monotony of 5 days a week of school, but that's exactly what you're trying to do, and you have great partnerships, whether it's Indiana University or the STEAM folks or the STEM folks. I can't keep them all situated there. But you have a lot of fun. Tell me how that community relationship is important to developing our youngsters and getting them ready to get on with life.
Oh, well, we really appreciate everybody who can come in and volunteer in our school. We've got a wonderful new PTO this year with some old ones and some new ones being added on, and they are thrilled to be helping us as community partners with our activities that we're doing. We've got Spooktacular coming up for the kids, and that is something we haven't had in such a long time, and I can't wait for it to happen. We've also just got, I don't know, just a lot of things going on, and it's exciting.
Well, it is, and that's the fun part of it all. Elementary School Summit, and for people that don't know or don't remember or aren't quite sure, you are the third largest population in the MCCSE, and you're just in elementary school.
I know. It's a little bit crazy. We are very large, and we have many students, and every time somebody says, oh, how many kids do you have? And I say, well, we're over 600. They have their jaw drops, and they're thinking, how in the world can that be? But we're just blessed with a lot of people and a lot of kids, and it is quite a wonderful place to be.
Now, my daughter Maria went there, and she has since moved on. Mikey's in third grade, so he'll be there for a little bit while. I can't believe my daughter's been through there and did that doesn't make any sense to me. Anyhow,
I know.
I remember when there was no bus lane and no annexation onto your building for more room. Do you have enough space there to grow with all the things happening in Monroe County and Bloomington?
Well, we have a little bit of space. I can truthfully say we are using every single room in the building nonstop. So there are no empty rooms, and we are making the best out of every nook and cranny that we can find. And so far, it's working out really well. I mean,
yeah, just as long as you have no more growth or no more people move into the area, it should be just just fine. Tell me about your new bus lane construction. I've seen the pictures on the emails. With my change in time of job, I don't get to see you in the pickup line like I did for so many years. that's no longer me, but I'm trying to keep up. Where did you, number one, why did you put that together? How did it come about, and how helpful has it been since being instituted?
Yes, well, my first year here, we had an accident with the crossing guard at the entrance to our school. We have it's like a one-way bottleneck originally, where everybody comes in through one lane and comes back out the same lane. And that was just ridiculous for everybody. So after that accident, I must say, I was very loudly saying, this is not okay, and we need a way to fix it. Luckily, Dr. Hoswald was on board with that, and he got us going in the right direction. So we now have that new cut through that comes through the woods just right on the other side. The bus lane is separate from the car lane, so no children are anywhere near the buses except when they enter on and get off. and the parents have a nice little, I don't know, pattern that we do through the first parking lot, come up, drop off, or pick up, and then go through the other parking lot and around. So we've made it two different entrances and exits, which has been wonderful. We have cut down our time for getting kids in and getting kids out to, it's about 15 to 20 minutes on either side of the day, whereas it had been more like an hour. So that's a huge change, and it's been wonderful.
Yeah, and obviously the safety angle from all of that is the most important part to parents. Parents will wait as long as they need to if it's safe, but if you can do it safe and quickly, you can knock out both birds with one stone. So that is exciting, and I'm glad to hear everything is working out great. You were talking about your PTO, Missy Douglas, you were, and you have a meeting tonight. We know that. It's going to be busy, and you've got a lot of things going on. Tell me about fall grade level nights. That's exciting as well.
Yes, they are putting together each a grade level night for each of the grades. And so they will have activities, fun things to do, being out on the playground. It's always fun for the kids to come back to school on a non-school time so they can just hang out with their friends. And the PTO has been so wonderful about planning those. They were like on it. And I'm just excited that we're going to be able to do that. So it's a good change to be able to have some after-school events again.
After-school events are great. Fall breaks are great. But what's better than Teacher Appreciation Week without our great teachers? We don't have much to talk about. So when is that, and how would you like us to appreciate our teachers?
Oh, goodness. It's coming up. And I'm sitting here looking at my calendar, and I think I don't even have it written down.
Soon.
I just know we're going to shower them. I think it's next week. But we are going to shower them with lunch and gift cards and all kinds of things. So if any parents want to jump on that bandwagon and send something nice also to their favorite teacher, that would also be exciting and very welcome.
Yeah, big school, big PTO, and big, well, there's plenty of room to get involved as well. Missy Douglas, our guest, the principal at Summit Elementary School. Everybody looking forward to the fall break. Is that something that I'm glad it's in there, because running from Labor Day Monday to Thanksgiving, or actually in this case, you get the one day off for Election Day on November.
Yes.
That's a long stretch of land there. So Thursday and Friday. I know it's Thursday and Friday. I'm reminded of it daily by my children. I just want to confirm that for the listeners.
Definitely Thursday and Friday. We are just hanging on for that little break.
Yeah, the light at the end of the tunnel will be right there in front of us. Okay, so once we get through the fall break and then we turn for home, what is your angle with Halloween on a Monday? Is that something that helps everybody on Tuesday or Monday at school? Or would you change it to have it to be the last Friday of October if that was up for a referendum?
Oh, goodness. I would be more happy with it. I don't know. I think it's 6-1, half a dozen the other. I just want it to happen and the kids to have fun. So I don't know. We're having our spooktacular on the 27th, so that's kind of getting us close to the 30th, but not quite there.
Well, there you go. You have one before and one after, and then everybody will have candy infinitely. Just make sure to bring it home to your kids. Bring it home to your parents to get inspected. That's something we have to do, just to make sure I can pick out the ones I like before they hide it away from me. So that's.
Oh yes, I've been there myself.
That's the fun part of Halloween. The unfun, is that a word? Well, it is now. The unfun part of Halloween is November 1st. Let's be fair. And if it's on a Tuesday, that's a little rough for everybody. But I guess the good news is it's better than having 5 days to start. Now you only have 4 days to go. We'll dress this up and make it look nice. All right, elementary school. Where are we? Do we have standardized testing at some point? Is that something we worry about this semester, or is that down the road? And what's
it's
next?
Down the road.
Is it okay? Good. Yeah. And what else are we looking forward to? I joke about the holidays, but look, I'm not. We are all looking at the holidays. My goodness, that's part of it. What do we have to get done between now and Thanksgiving? That's terribly, terribly important. Do you guys have a full calendar?
We pretty much do. I'm trying to. I don't write my calendar very far in advance. I just do 1 month at a time, and I'm thinking that. I don't. You're telling me I know all the answers, but right now I don't have it looking at me.
That's fine. It can't be that important then if it's not written down in.
Yes, in ink on my big, humongous whiteboard of everything.
Now, you spoke of Dr. Oswald earlier. I would be remiss, and I don't want to be in trouble with him. The referendum is awfully important. We see the signs all over the district, you know, iHeartMCCSC. That's fun. How does the MCCSC referendum, you're the third biggest school. I'm guessing you will be greatly impacted by this one way or another.
Yes, definitely. And we are getting teachers and any parents that want to go out and knock on doors and talk up the referendum. We would love that because really this is about teachers, teacher salaries. It's not about, you know, giving, I don't know, money to pet projects or anything. This is about teachers being paid and also being able to get support staff. It is so hard to get support staff, and we need to be able to make sure that our pay scale is high enough that it makes it worth their while to come and work, whether they're support staff or teachers. We want to be the best in the county and surrounding counties too. So we're really looking forward to that and hoping that everything passes. I think it should, by the way that I know everybody is kind of knocking on doors and getting the word out. So that is our main goal right now. We are excited for that.
Excellent. Well, I'll let you keep up the good work. I know your time is very close to dismissal time, and you've got 600 of the cats to herd in one place or another. Mikey doesn't cause you any trouble, does he?
Oh, he is just so sweet. Always has been.
The check's in the mail, but he seems to be he seems to be a rule follower. I'm not sure about his older sister at this point, but this might be the easier of the two. No, she's just fine as well.
Missy, no, she's sweet.
Oh, good. And again, we'll make sure we Venmo you that the money over after this.